My name's Stuart Mills, and originally was born in New Zealand, lived there for 30 years, and then moved to England 20 years ago. So I've just turned 51, and I did my first marathon as a 17-year-old, and have done many marathons, but I've done 31 trail marathons and about 25 ultra trail races. Probably the biggest races I've won is the Lakeland 100, and it's Britain's probably a premier trail race, and I've won that twice. And this is my third time at UTMB with one DNF and one completion.
And how did you prepare for this race?
My preparation's a little bit different to what most people do. Although the race is 168 kilometres, I only tend to run about 40 miles a week. But I spend a lot of time preparing my mind to make sure that I have the right mental focus for the race.
And how many miles do you usually run? Like 160k, for example, how much would you run compared to if you prepare for a marathon?
I don't do any difference, no, whether I'm preparing for a marathon or... Because once you can run, and I've been running for 35 years, the physical conditioning is there. The only difference you have to do is preparing the mind that you're going to be running for 24 or 26 hours compared to running for 3 hours or 4 hours. For me, it's a bit different because I've been running for 35 years. If you've only been running for 1 or 2 years, then obviously people would have to develop the physical a lot more.
Do you have any special nutritional plan?
No, I think nutrition's sort of a bit overrated, and what people will experience when they're doing long races is they run out of energy, and usually they think that running out of energy is their nutritional energy, where I think it's more about is they've run out of mental energy, their mind is tired, and so it's their mental energy which they need to develop.
Do you meditate or do something specific?
It's a mixture of when I write my blog, when I'm running, most of my training, that's usually very relaxed and gentle. And so as I'm running, I'm able to visualise, probably it is a form of meditation where I'm visualising what I'm going to be doing in UTMB, and visualising the 10 climbs we've got to do, and visualising that it's going to get dark, and visualising that it may be raining or snowing, or visualising that it might be hot or sunny. So I will go through different visualisations of me running the race during my training runs, because my training runs are relaxed and easy. And so again, people will think if I'm only doing 40 miles a week, I must be doing quality training, going really fast and really high and intense. Well, no, it's all about the rhythm, the relaxation, the mind in the right place.
What is the most important thing that you've learned through running?
The most important thing I've learned through running is probably two things. In terms of actually if you're wanting to perform to your best of your capabilities, it's about getting your emotions right. And that starts right from terminology. So if you say the race is going to be a struggle or it's going to be hard, then it will be a struggle, or if it's going to be hard. Where if you think it's going to be an enjoyable experience, a great journey, a challenge, an opportunity. But in terms of beyond the actual race performance, I think the main thing it's sort of demonstrated is that you can achieve what you want to achieve. I mean, there are limits, you know, but it's capable to achieve a lot more than you could probably ever think you could, as long as you have the right ambitions, you set the goals right, and then you have the belief. If you have that belief that you can achieve, then you can, and that can be whether achieving in running or achieving in your career or achieving in anything.
What do you love the most about ultra trail runs?
Two things. It's a really supportive, friendly community. But then while you're actually running, being in the mountains, the enjoyment of running quickly over rough terrain, and when you're going down a steep descent and you sort of think, wow, I've come down that massive descent. The 100 mile is, it's a mixture of pace because you're not running that fast. So that's more about having completed the journey, and this UTMB, to go one complete circuit around the mountain going into three different countries, you know, that's just amazing.
What is the fastest time you've ever run 100 miles in?
I've done about 500 or 600 mile races, but most of them are very, very undulating, like The quickest I've done here at UTMB is 26 hours. The Lakeland 100 I've talked about, I've done that in 22 and 24 hours. But the quickest is 16 and a half for a race in England called the South Downs Way 100. But that was quite sort of flattish, as I was trails. It wasn't the mountains like this.
And have you found that you get slower or faster the older you get?
In terms of performance, I get higher up the field the older I get. So I may not be running faster because the races may be more challenging or hillier, but in terms of my race position, my finishing position, it is improving the older I get. If you allow yourself and you reflect on the race, you can learn from every race. And after 35 years of racing, I'm still learning. So I'm still improving and hopefully Friday and Saturday's race will be a further improvement, but we'll just have to wait and see.
So how did he go? I caught up with Stuart again after the race to see how he went.
Well, the result, end result was I did not finish. Well, I got to about 110 kilometres, a place called La Fouille, which is in Switzerland. So at least I got to three countries.
What happened?
It's difficult to say, actually. Everything was going well. It just started raining just before we got underway, and that was fine. And got over the first climb and running probably in around 40th or 50th place, but I was happy with that. And then going up the second climb, sort of struggling a bit to breathe and started feeling a bit tight as I was trying to fight my way up the hill. And I sort of struggled. Got to call my ear a bit lower down than I would have expected, but I thought, no point going straight out. You know, call my ear's the big checkpoint there. There's a big sports hall. There's your drop bag there. So I thought, right, I'll have a break. So I had a 3 hour sleep. So that was that was the end of my racing, you know.
Were you planning to sleep 3 hours, or were you just thinking you'll have a little nap?
Once I got the call my ear, and I was about probably an hour slower than what I was planning, and it hadn't quite gone to plan, I decided that I'd switch off race mode and get to enjoy the journey mode. And then it was a beautiful sunny day. And what do you do on a beautiful sunny day in the mountains? You go for a run in the mountains. So I just thought, I'll just do a 54-mile run back to Chamonix. And that was the plan. But I felt so good. I sort of switched back into, instead of just enjoying it, relaxing, I started working, you know, at a high intensity. And for the next three legs, there's three checkpoints up the top, along the top and down to a place called Arnouva. I must have overtaken 200 people. That was a lot of fun. But then I just struggled again going up the next climb. The enjoyment disappeared, and I just decided, I've finished it once before. I decided this is pull out at La Fouille, and I think that was the right decision, you know. I'm amazed with the determination of the other people around me. They were struggling as much as me, but they were going to keep on battling on and fight their way to the finish. But the way I run, I try not to battle, I try not to fight. I need to flow and be in the moment and have the rhythm and the relaxation and the enjoyment. And it just wasn't happening.
Last time you finished 22nd. So what was the difficulty also this time when you realised you're a lot further down the field than you're used to?
Up to the start of that second climb for the first 5 hours, I was running as I'd expected. But then when I was really struggling, I did start comparing myself back to 5 years ago.
Before doing this race, you already decided this was going to be your last trail race. What prompted that decision?
One of the reasons is because I've realised that I've sort of reached the peak of my ability. I'm now 51, and you know, I've raced ultra trails for the last 7 years and done pretty well. And just, you know, last month it was the UK Trail Championships, and I got fourth overall. So, you know, I'm still able to perform at a reasonable level, but I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm comparing myself to myself, and I'm sort of like, this isn't happening as easy as it used to happen 2 years ago, and this is taking a lot more mental focus to get the same results. And the plan is to have a break from competitive racing for 2, 3, 4 years, and then when I come back to trail racing, the thought of being as good as I was 5 years ago won't be there, and I can just run it and for the enjoyment of running it.
What are you going to next? You're not just going to stop.
No, you can't stop. What the plan is, I used to do Ironmans in the early 90s, and I did the very first Lanzarote Ironman, which was in 1992. And it's going to be their 25th anniversary in 2016. So it just sort of appealed to be nice to go out to Lanzarote and race an Ironman again. I haven't done an Ironman since 1995. I actually haven't done any swim training, hardly any biking. So in some ways it's going to a new sport. There's no expectation on trying to do it fast or get a certain place. I know it's just an internal pressure of trying to perform as what you've done before, but it's quite hard to turn that off. And so getting out of the sport for a few years is a simple way of turning off that internal pressure.